T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. Americans continue to feel the pinch of inflation, especially hard at the grocery store. We want to help you plan some inflation-proof meals that can still offer your family some good nutrition. So we turn to Kristen Wild. She is CEO of Operation Food Search. Kristen, I know that you do a lot of shopping there at Operation Food Search. So we want to hear from you about maybe some of the basic pantry staples that we should have on hand to start with that aren't going to break the bank.
Yes, thanks for inviting me, Megan. It's definitely an important topic right now, as grocery prices have jumped by about 25% over the past 4 years. Everyone talks about inflation, but really it's the food prices that seem to be the most painful for people. Grocery prices have outpaced the general overall inflation. So yes, very important to be aware of how to shop on a budget. A couple of tips include buying less expensive cuts of meat. Things like chicken thighs tend to be more flavorful and less expensive than chicken breasts. Ground meat tends to be less expensive than other cuts of meat, especially turkey, which is both lower fat and less expensive compared to ground beef and canned chicken. It's also, you know, meat tends to be on the pricier side overall compared to a lot of ingredients. So getting protein from other sources like beans and eggs and nuts is helpful. And they have the added benefit of having a longer shelf life, which gives people longer to use them and can cut down on waste compared to buying perishable fresh meat. Another tip is to stock not just your pantry, but your freezer with frozen produce, which, you know, during the summer months, it's great to buy, you know, the peak of the season fruits and vegetables, but quick frozen produce is really nutrient dense. It's often cheaper and usually sold in large bags at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's a good point. I probably should get back to doing that. I used to do that a lot more. Let's go back to beans for a minute, because that's something you can really have some fun with, you know, beans and rice, et cetera. What are some ideas about beans?
Sure. Well, one of our top recipes on our website, operationfoodsearch.org, we have a recipe for ground turkey and black bean tacos with pineapple salsa. So it uses less expensive ground turkey, but it incorporates black beans, which makes the tacos extra filling. And there's so much flavor in this recipe. And then the sweetness of the pineapple salsa is a great contrast to the savory black bean and turkey filling. Also, you can substitute inexpensive store brand salsa. But black beans really can be, like you said, they're versatile. You can mix them with rice. You can put them in tacos. We even have a recipe for black bean brownies, which you would never, after tasting them, you would not know that was the key ingredient. So they're really versatile. They can be used in salads, in entrees, in desserts, in appetizers. So it's definitely, that's a wonderful thing to stock your pantry with.
We're big fans of red beans and rice at our house. We do that a lot. That's our budget meal. You know, when we talk about rice, do we have to worry about nutrition there if we have too much of those types of items in our menu?
Well, we always recommend using whole grain versions of both rice and pasta. So, you know, everything in moderation is important, but, you know, rice and pasta are really economical ways to items to include in your diet. You know, we definitely think that mixing things with them to add the other nutrients, you know, you can take rice and throw in a bunch of vegetables, make a stir fry, whether it has meat or not in it. So rice is definitely a great staple.
Going back to produce that I would put in my freezer, or just produce overall, which produce packs the most nutrients, would you say?
You know, I would say probably one of the number one is spinach. And spinach can be, it's another one of those ingredients, sort of like black beans, where you can incorporate it into recipes. Again, on our website, we have a recipe for a green smoothie. So that includes berries and a banana, but it also includes that nutrient-dense spinach, which you really can add to any smoothie, and you can't taste it. You would think you could, but you can't. And that's another ingredient, you know, mixing it with rice, mixing it in with a pasta sauce. So my number one go-to, I would say, in the frozen produce category is spinach. Broccoli is another good one. Squash, you know, a lot of the vegetables that are rich in color tend to have more nutrients in them.
I know a lot of people, what's really popular now are the alternative milks, but those can be pretty pricey. Do you have any tips for people that maybe want to avoid dairy, but they still need to get that calcium?
Yes, you know, there are other ways to get calcium besides milk. So, you know, using yogurt as a substitute you can put yogurt in your smoothie. You can even put yogurt in your cereal. There are other things like orange juice. If you tend to be an orange juice drinker, which, you know, has its pluses and minuses, but there is calcium fortified orange juice available. Even taking a calcium supplement, I take one every single day. I actually have a slight case of osteoporosis, so I am always looking for ways to get calcium into my diet. And it's amazing some of the produce items that tend to be higher level calcium rich, like there's calcium in broccoli and spinach. So it's not just dairy that has the calcium in it. There are a lot of other things. There's even, you know, some nuts and beans that have calcium, things that you wouldn't even think of.
Well, if we're going to go through all these resources, we got to direct people to your website. So Operation Food Search, tell us about it and what's the latest with you.
Sure. Operation Food Search is a hunger relief organization, and we are probably most known for meeting the immediate need for food assistance and helping to provide people with equitable access to food. But as shared in this episode, one of our focus areas is nutrition education and helping people to learn how to eat better on a budget. So we have a series of videos on our website that can be accessed that can teach people meal planning basics, how to shop in the grocery store for produce, protein, how to navigate the inner aisles of a grocery store. We've got tips for meals in 30 minutes or less. We've got lots of recipes. We last year had over 4,000 individuals benefit from the nutrition education resources we provided through classes and demonstrations and informational posts. So that's, you know, a key part of our work. We also work on developing policy and advocacy, influencing policy that Jefferson City and Springfield, Illinois are considering to help families put food on the table. So our goal is really to both meet the immediate need for food assistance, but also to work on long-term solutions and make systemic change to address the problem of food insecurity.
And that website is operationfoodsearch.org. Can't get much easier than that. Kristen Wild, CEO, thank you for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.